Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches set up something to look forward to. Have you been finding it really hard to endure during this time of crisis and unrest around the world? Is it sometimes just really hard to get through your day? I've learned that I need something to look forward to. And I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, look for the feelings. When you're looking forward to something, what are you trying to experience? What are you trying to feel? When I'm looking forward to watching my favorite TV show, I'm looking for certain feelings. When I talk to a friend, I want to help her feel loved and supported. I also want to feel that I'm doing something that helps her. And so I feel good inside because I'm helping her, even if I'm just listening to her express her feelings. So I invite you to look for the feeling that you want. And that's how you set up something to look forward to. And now our second insight. Focus on the seasons and spiritual events. Every year I look forward to Samhain. It's my favorite Sabbat of the year. I get to talk to all of my dead relatives and friends that have passed before. It's a really good time to have great feelings of support and love from your circle and beloved dead. I look forward to all the decorations around the neighborhood and like to dress up when it's possible. What Sabbat do you look forward to? I also look forward to Yule. That's a time when I get to celebrate the god and his rebirth. I really enjoy seeing all the Yule trees. So when you set up something that you're looking forward to, consider the seasons and spiritual events. Our third insight is, connect with the gods to feel happiness and to feel reassured. When the gods reassure us, they're removing doubt and fear. I've experienced this during some of my meditation sessions. However, it doesn't always happen. In fact, on some days, sitting down for meditation is kind of like work. But I still show up because I want to connect with the gods. There have been moments during my meditation sessions when I feel happiness and reassured. Now, I've learned something about happiness. There have been times in my life where I had some rules about happiness. For example, I had the rule that I needed to be financially comfortable in order to be happy. I've learned that I can have happy moments even when I'm struggling with bills. Have you noticed that some people smile and have laughter, but they don't have much mundane comforts? Some people live in a tough neighborhood, or they have little money, but they connect with life, and this is what the gods want for us. The gods want us to be happy, and when we have connection with deity, that happiness can grow exponentially. We can have that connection with rituals, meditation, and chants and prayers. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, look for the feelings. The second insight was, focus on the seasons and spiritual events. And number 3, connect with the gods to feel happiness and to feel reassured. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.